Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
The Spirit of Prayer, church. This is where we're going over the next 4 weeks. And honestly, I'm so excited about this for us as a church. And we want to say today, hey, if you're a guest, huge welcome across all our locations. We are one church in many locations, and we are all about moving forward together. We have a vision in our heart to see Sydney a city for Christ by helping people know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. And we're doing it together, all the way from Avalon, we love you, to Parramatta, every location in between across Sydney. And we are really excited about it. So if you're a guest today, huge welcome. And really, during this month of July, we are focusing in on prayer and really the Spirit of Prayer. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine that your life could feel like the climate of heaven does. Imagine your life every day breathing the oxygen of heaven. Imagine if you could be a friend of God. Imagine if you could, just like you talk to your spouse, talk to your child, talk to a friend, that God could be that close to you in your life. Imagine what your mind would be like. Imagine what your soul would feel like. Imagine what problems would appear to you as if you were so close to God that you could sense His breath right there, that the still small voice of God was right in your ear at any moment. Imagine if you're in a difficult meeting at work, but you can sense the Spirit of God right there, whispering, guiding you, giving you wisdom. Imagine that. This is what prayer opens the door to in our lives. Intimacy with God. Prayer is that humble moment when we're saying, God, I need you. Prayer is simply talking to God. Prayer is where we have communication with our Heavenly Father. Prayer is powerful. When we pray, things start to shift. Coincidences happen when we pray. When we pray, we are actually engaging with the kingdom of heaven and bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. Jesus, when he walked the earth, he would minister, he would heal the sick, he would teach the disciples, he would confront the Pharisees, and then he would go into a place of solitude where he would seek God by himself. And he had this rhythm where he was with people and with God. Imagine what our lives could look like if we had that same rhythm where we were with God in the secret place, with God in a place where it's not about what we say, it's not about the formula of our words, but about the connection of our heart to God. Prayer is that secret place of relationship. Prayer is where we are taking what we do on a Sunday, the public expression of our love for God, and we're taking it into that private place. David, the worshiper, he worshiped God in secret out in the fields where no one was looking. And in his youth, he was a worshiper. He communed with God. He had intimacy with God when no one was looking. And the call of God came on his life. I believe this for you, that the call of God would be upon your life afresh as we engage afresh in the secret place of prayer. I never want our church to be a church that's just relying on human effort, relying on strategies and structures. For Jess and I, this is so important. This is our upbringing, our pastors, our heroes, Pastor Phil and Pastor Chris, the global leaders of our movement. Prayer is what has birthed our church, and prayer is what is going to continue to expand and grow and breathe health into our church. So, guys, this is what's happening over the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about Next week, today we're kicking it off. I'm not preaching today, I'm introducing our preachers. But next week, we're going to be talking about the power of praise in prayer and thanking God, that coming to God with thanksgiving. The week after that, we're going to talk about the power of standing in prayer, spiritual warfare, standing our ground in prayer. Third week, we're going to be talking about the power of praying for others, thinking of people when we pray, not just praying for self, but praying for others and the power of that. And each week, each service, we're going to have extended time at the end of the service where we're going to pray together. We're going to probably preach a little shorter, and then we're going to have time praying together as a church in all our locations. It's going to be amazing. Now, here's a great resource for you to use as you are growing in prayer over these next month. We have our YouVersion devotional. We have a Spirit of Prayer devotional. It's 12 days. And you can go through that devotional day by day, and it's going to really help you grow in the richness and the revelation of prayer. So here's what I want to call us to do. I want to encourage us, challenge us over the next 4 weeks to engage in three ways in prayer. The first way is I want to put it out there. I want to encourage you to pray once a day for the next 21 days. Pray once a day for the next 21 days. It might be 5 minutes, it might be 10 minutes, it might be an hour, whatever it is. I want to encourage you over the next 21 days, pray once a day for 21 days. The second thing is we're going to be engaging in extended prayer in our Connect groups. So on Connect Week, we'll have Bible study, we have food, but we're going to be going into that time of Connect where we gather to pray longer. We're going to spend more time praying as Connect groups, seeking God together, praying for each other, praying for our families, and really growing as Connect groups in prayer. So that's the second thing I'm calling us all to engage in. And then the third thing is we're going to pray in all our locations on Prayer Week. And I'm saying, hey guys, I want you to prioritize the 19th of July. Wednesday, the 19th of July. Talk to our location pastors, we'll let you know the details. But in each location, I want to say, hey, everybody, let's come and pray. Let's pray over the suburbs that surround our locations and believe God for lost people to come to Christ. Believe God for breakthrough in the suburbs that surround our locations. So pray once a day for the next 21 days. We're going to engage in extra prayer in our Connect groups. And the third thing is come out to our locations on the 19th of July for an hour of prayer. The details, our team will let you know. But I'm so excited. Are you excited? Come on, just yell at the screen if you're excited for the next 4 weeks. Come on, a little louder. Come on, a little bit louder. Just a little bit louder. Great job. That was so good. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to introduce all our preachers across all our locations right now. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand up, everybody. Yep, stand up. Just get those quads moving. Very good. Stand up, left to the right, front to the back. Everybody stand up. And our team are going to be leading and kicking off this campaign. And then we're going to spend time in prayer together. So I want you to put your hands together, everybody. Come on here, start clapping, start clapping, start clapping. And please welcome, holler, shout, and encourage your preacher as they come and bring the word today.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. I know he made you do it, but still, thank you. How are we, church? Are we good? Oh, it's such a privilege to bring the word today and to see all your faces. My name's Kaylee, if I haven't met you. And I'm excited for this series. I feel like it's going to be very significant for many of us in this room that we're going to undig the well of prayer in our lives. And wherever your prayer life is at, I want to encourage you to take a step these next 3 weeks. If it's like on the mountaintop, you're experiencing the best of the best, there's still more for you. You can still go deeper with God. You choose the level of depth that you have with God. Or maybe your prayer life has been struggling a bit, it's a bit dry. I'm going to encourage you, and I'm with you as well, that we would see our prayer life come alive again. over the next 3 weeks. So can I pray for you? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. We look to you, Father. Have your way this morning. Lord, I thank you that our prayer life with you, our walk with you would come alive the next 3 weeks, that we would set in motion a new rhythm with you, Lord God. Father, I thank you that you speak this morning to each and every person in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can have a seat this morning. Wonderful. Thank you, Annalise. Can we thank Annalise Forsyth? We love you, always looking after us. Well, as I've been preparing this message for you, and I'm not going to speak very long today, we're going to turn this room into a prayer meeting. So welcome to the prayer meeting. I'm glad that you joined with us today. And I just want to bring a few thoughts around prayer before we pray together. But as I have been preparing this message, I saw a picture of a well, and that people were coming back and drawing from this well. And it reminded me of a story in Genesis where it's just a small story about how Abraham dug some wells, and after he died, the Philistines came and filled up the wells with dirt. And then once they had done that, his son Isaac came and re-dug the wells. It says in Genesis 26, 18, and Isaac dug again the wells of water that had been dug in the days of Abraham, his father. And I get this sense that as we gather together over the next 3 weeks, that we're going to re-dig the well of prayer for our life. As Pastor Al said, we have a rich heritage of prayer in this room. And there is a dug that there is a well that has been dug. And we're going to re-dig it together. Then maybe the enemy has poured some dirt in that well. Maybe life has just come along and filled that well up. Maybe disappointment or discouragement, maybe just the busyness of life has filled that well up. Well, together, and I want you to lean in the next 3 weeks, as not just in this room, but privately as well, personally in your own world. Each day you would wake up and re-dig that well of prayer for your life. There's a scripture in John 4:14 that says, Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Oh, man. That we would drink from the well of Jesus. Oh, that we'd come to him and that he would fill every void and every gap in our life. Are you thirsty this morning? Have you been seeking for things in the wrong places? Are you weary, tired, busy, stressed, sad, happy, joyful, on the mountain or in the valley? Whatever the season, come to Jesus. You know, I've had a fresh awakening and a fresh re-digging of my prayer well this year. I've always had some sort of prayer life since knowing Jesus. It's looked different in different seasons. I remember pre-marriage, I would spend hours on a Saturday morning spending time with God. I'd love to get my word open and just hang out with Jesus. And then I remember getting married and there's this just person always there. And I just didn't know what to do. I was like, he's stolen my Saturday mornings. And you know, so I had to reinvent my prayer life in that season. And then three kids come along and they came quickly. We just pumped those three out. And so there was no even breath between the children. And, you know, you're up late and you're feeding and, you know, you're tired and there's literally no personal space. I don't know if you remember that season, if you're not in it, but we don't have a lock on our toilet door. So I would even just be holding the toilet door, like, just give me 30 seconds, just on my own. Like, there's just no personal space. And so I then, again, in that season, my prayer life changed again and I had to find another rhythm with him. And I found this year that we've entered another new season. and my prayer life has taken another form. And all our children have gone off to school. Our youngest went to school this year, and I found myself with a day to myself every week. It was like a breath of fresh air to my prayer life. I might have grieved for 1 week, I think, and then I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, and I love that day that I get to just go for a walk and spend time with Jesus. I found that it's changed my attitude again to, like, not a have to, not an obligation, but I want to. I look forward to it. I come to Friday and I miss it if something's on and I don't get to do that. I've got this hunger inside of me. My prayer well's being unlocked, and I'm falling in love with spending time with Jesus again. You know, but this all started out of a personal crisis, and it's sad that it sometimes takes a crisis for us to find Jesus. It's not like we all love going to the dentist. Does anyone love the dentist in the room? One person. You must be does your dad a dentist? No. Oh, I love that you love the dentist. That's awesome. But usually, most people don't go to the dentist until they have to, until there's all that tooth starting to hurt. Oh, that front tooth's getting a bit wobbly, and I'm pretty sure it shouldn't be wobbling. Oh, I've got the hole in the back there. When we're in crisis, when we're in pain, then we go to the dentist. And unfortunately, that's what happened to me when, you know, with my walk with God, I hit just a wall at the beginning of this year. And I'm a sanguine extrovert. Any other extroverts in the room, holler at me. Love it, love it. Not many of you, actually. That's a bit sad. We need to bring out the, where are all the extroverts? We need to go find them. But you know, I love people. I'm quite bubbly. I love to have fun, and that's just who I am. And yet I found myself feeling quite heavy and quite down, and I've never really experienced that before. I felt like I'd hit a wall. I was struggling under the weight of the things we were carrying and certain circumstances that were going on in our life. And you know, I went everywhere. I went to the doctor, and it was like, something's wrong with me. I talked to Dan, I was talking to my friends, and not that any of these things are wrong, but we should always remember that God is our first point that we should be going to, that He is the well that springs up in our life. You know, I even remember turning to Dr. Google and typing in something like these words, like, something is wrong with me at age 37. I thought maybe I was having like a hormone change, or maybe I'm going through premenopause. I don't know. I'm like, something's going on. This is not who I am. I'm not normally like this. Until one day, you'd think after following God for 20 years that I would have this right by now, but you know, we're human. I got up and I went for a pray, and went for a walk with Jesus. And I remember just praying and saying these words to Him, help me. Something is wrong with me. And the Lord, in His very kindness, gentleness, said three words that I know most of you have heard before, and it's just a reminder for you today. He said, come to me. Ah, come to me. That He is the well of our lives. That He is the spring that springs up. That He fills every gap and every need in our life. That we cannot go through any season without Him. That actually it's a humble moment where you realize you need God. It's a humble moment when you come and say, I don't want to do this on my own anymore. And actually, I shouldn't be doing it on my own. That I want to do it with You. Coming to Jesus. Redigging that well of prayer. What is prayer? I'm going to ask the band to come. Pastor Al said it in his intro video that prayer is talking to God. I want to take that just one step further. I love what Billy Graham says. He says that prayer is a two-way conversation between you and God. It's quite simple, really. It is talking to God, but there's another element to it as well, where you actually listen and you sit and you hear and you let Him fill you. It's a two-way conversation. There's nothing worse than when you catch up with a friend and they talk the whole time. And they're talking and talking and talking, and you're like, and just like trying to get in, waiting for them to take that sip of coffee so you can finally say something. And then they leave me like, oh, I'm exhausted from listening for 2 hours. I think God's like that with us sometimes. We're like, we come with our checklists of like, I need this, help me in this. Oh, my husband, oh, my kids, oh, my job. You know, like we're pouring it out. We've got our requests and that's not bad. But then we just sort of dump it and leave. And we never actually let God come in and change us and do stuff in our heart and listen to what he wants to say. You know, he's probably like, yeah, I can help you with that. Yeah, I could just let me in and I'll do that. I can give you peace in that situation. Or let me help turn that situation around. Let me bring some order to that chaos. Let me bring an answer to the prayer in your heart. Not just a like blurting and talking to God, but a two-way conversation where we have times of praying and spending time with him, but then also listening and letting him fill you. You know, it's a privilege to spend time with God. It's a privilege. It should be a want to, not a have to. I love this quote by Ian Bounds. It says, prayer should not be regarded as a duty which must be performed, but rather a privilege to be enjoyed. A rare delight that is always revealing some new beauty. Oh, it's a privilege. Imagine getting 1 minute with the King of England. Imagine being able to sit with him for a minute or two. Maybe bringing a question, maybe bringing a request, maybe just hearing some wisdom he might have, maybe watching him, how he interacts with people. I mean, that would be a privilege, that moment, to sort of have a moment with him. Yet we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the first and the last and the great I am and the beginning and the end and the creator of the universe and the Prince of Peace who wants to spend time with you and with me. And we can at any moment of any day, any hour, any minute come to him and spend time with him. What a privilege. What an honor to spend time with your Creator, your Heavenly Father, who loves you, who knows you, and wants to spend time with you. All we need to do is draw near to Him, and He will draw near to us. A life scripture of mine, and if you're new to church and maybe new to the Bible, I want to encourage you to go home and highlight this scripture and speak it over your life. This one scripture can change your life forever. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. It says, the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, the small and the big, the bad and the ugly and the good, in the mountaintops, in the valleys, in the sorrow and the grief, in the joy, in the victory, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. But then it doesn't stop there. And the peace of God, and Mitch preached about this last week, will surpass all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Come to God in every season, in every way, with the small and the big. Come to Him in prayer. Let your requests be made known to God. He wants to hear from you. He wants you to come to Him and pray. But then don't just leave it there. It says that, and then, wait, listen. Let him fill you with peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard your heart and your mind. When your heart is going places you don't want it to go, when it's broken and it needs healing, when your mind is racing and you can't get your thoughts under control, come to God in prayer and wait and listen and let his peace surpass all understanding, guarding your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Why do we pray? Prayer lifts burdens and puts God in his rightful place. Prayer lifts us out of despair and hopelessness. Prayer gives us a heavenly perspective of what we're going through. Prayer is powerful and effective. Prayer rebukes the devil off your life and family. Prayer brings peace to an anxious heart and calm to a restless soul. Prayer brings answers to situations and circumstances. Prayer refreshes your soul and changes atmospheres. When you pray, God does miracles. When you pray, God brings healing. When you pray, God sends rains of provision and abundance. When we pray, things happen, shift, change, turn around. When we pray, we get closer to God, His presence, drinking from His well. Oh, that we would undig the well. Oh, that it's a privilege to spend time, that He's just waiting, waiting for you to come to Him. That we would not get so religious that it would just be a box that we tick, but it would be a wanting to. Oh, it'd be like a desire in our hearts. And if it's not a desire, that's okay. Undig the well these next few weeks. There's just been a little bit of dirt that's got on that well. We just need to get rid of that dirt again and let the river flow in our lives again, spending time with Jesus. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just with every eye closed and every head bowed, before we pray together today and turn this room into a prayer meeting, I want to ask if there's anyone in this room that needs Jesus in their life. Maybe you haven't just lost your prayer life. Maybe you've lost your faith. He feels far away. You once knew God, but you're just not close at the moment and you want to come back into relationship with Him. I'd love to pray a prayer with you, and one of the most significant prayers you can pray is this prayer of salvation. It's a simple prayer that we say that just invites Him into our life. Maybe you're new, you're a guest, or maybe you've been coming a few weeks, a few months, and you've never invited Christ into your life before. This is your moment. He's waiting for you to let Him in. He wants relationship with you. And I would love to pray that prayer with you today. Or maybe you just need assurance of your heart. Maybe you've grown up with some religious experience, but it was never real. It was never a relationship with a God, a Father that loves you. I'd love to pray that prayer with you today that gives you the assurance in your heart that you are saved and walking with Jesus. So if you were in any of those categories, if you're online and you want Him in your life, I'm going to do something just so simple. I'm going to count to three and ask you to lift your hand. Then we're going to pray a prayer together. The whole room is going to pray this prayer that invites Christ into your life. And then we're going to pray together. So if that's you, you need Him. You're far away. You need to come back. You've never known Him before. And you're saying yes to Jesus. Just lift your hand on the count of three. One, two, three. Just lift your hand, just so I know who I'm praying for today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I see your hand. Who else is there today? You need Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Let's pray this prayer all together. Dear God, thank you for saving me. Thank you that today you are my Lord and Savior. I choose today to follow you. Amen. Lord, I thank you for that hand, for that life, for that young man. Fill him today with your presence, your Holy Spirit. Let it be so real. Let him know that you're with him. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Well, let's stand to our feet, church. I want us to pray together today. And I'm going to ask you to pray out aloud today. to open up your voice and pray. For some of you, that may look like just thanking God. If you've never prayed out loud before, I encourage you to start there. Thank you, God. Thank you for my home. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my workplace. As I find, as I start with thankfulness, and in fact, the scripture says that you enter his courts with thanksgiving, but I find my perspective begins to shift. I find a heavenly place, a heavenly perspective comes into my heart when I begin to thank God. Some of you may want to begin to pray in song. You know, I'm not a singer. You know, I wish I was. But even myself, I find sometimes I just love to sing a song to God, a melody in my heart. Some of you just want to talk to God. You talk to God, tell him where you're at. Some of you may want to speak in tongues, a heavenly language, a gift that God has given us. I will be doing that today. I find that that helps me to click in to the Spirit and stop getting distracted to the left and the right. Whatever it is for you, I want you to pray, and I want it to be out aloud today, because there is something about corporate prayer when we come together and we lift up the name of Jesus and we pray using our voice. It prophesies things into being. It changes atmospheres. It calls things which do not exist into existence. James 5:16 says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Your prayer right now is powerful and it is effective. 1 John 5:14 says this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He's listening today. He's listening today. He's listening to you. You can come confidently to the throne room of heaven. The moment that Jesus went to that cross and tore that curtain, we now have direct access to Jesus. You can choose how deep you want to go. You can choose how far you want to go. You can choose how much of God you want in your life. And he's listening. His ears inclined to you today. And so we're going to pray. We're going to open up our voices. Don't worry about the person to your left or to the right. I close my eyes so I don't get distracted, so I can click in to what God is saying. We're going to pray for 3 minutes together. And then after we've done that, we're going to sit and wait for 3 minutes. Oh, and let him speak. Oh, let him bring his peace that guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Oh, open your voice. Oh, think about Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.